An Amazing Performance, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Memory of Nicole by Sam. I hear them coming up the stairs. Monica comes to fetch me as I'm sitting on the sofa, nervous as always in this situation. She's wearing a tight-fitted black dress with a generous cleavage, so short that I can see her thighs as she bends down to take my hand. She smells faintly of perfume and cognac. She ties my wrists to the door hinges in the living room. From where I stand, I can see the mirror hang over the bed in our bedroom. She unbuttons my trousers, pulling them down along with my boxers. My dick is already quite hard and bobbing in rhythm with my beating heart. She laughs, kisses me on the cheek, and disappears. When she reappears, she's brought him along with her. Standing a couple of meters away, he doesn't offer a single glance. He's tall with dark hair and a ponytail, and a skinny but muscular body. He seems to be about 10 years younger than us, easily in his 30s. He kisses her passionately inside the bedroom while pulling at the tight dress to grab her ass. She gets on her knees, opens his flies, and pulls out a giant dick. I feel the usual mixture of shame, jealousy, and an incredible sense of horniness. While they fuck hard in front of me, past experiences whiz through my head. We didn't have much money growing up. My father was employed by a successful industry man. We grew up in a little house by the driveway next to a big million-dollar villa. I was an only child. My father's employer only had one child too, a girl the same age as me. As modern people, our parents were good Democrats, and Nicole and I were inseparable playmates once we learned how to walk. When we became teenagers, our friendship transformed into a shy crush. She quickly became my world. She was unusually beautiful, especially her eyes, with proportioned lines, pale skin, blonde hair, and a slender body. Her womanliness was already apparent back then. We used to date, hold hands, look each other in the eyes, and exchange gentle kisses. It was an intellectual relationship. Whenever I let loose of all the turn-on that built inside me, Nicole used to carefully but firmly pull away. One summer day, I walked through the big garden to the villa to see if Nicole had arrived home from school. As I passed the old outhouses that were quite a distance from the villa, I suddenly noticed weird noises coming from them. It sounded like panting and gasps, interrupted by quiet, hushed voices. I quickly realized what happened. I felt myself getting excited. By instinct alone, I snuck closer to the sounds that came from the half-open door to the tool shed. Hiding in the thick lilac bushes, I managed to crawl close enough to peek through the door. I was shocked by the sight that greeted me. Nicole was laying on a table in the middle of the room, naked except for a thin floral dress that curled together around her waist.